With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Washington, D.C. news source Politico is reporting that Montana Attorney General Tim Fox will not run for Senate in 2018. Politico cites two unnamed GOP sources. Fox has been considered a strong potential challenger to Democrat John Tester, who said he's running for a third term. To help explain this, we have longtime Montana political reporter Chuck Johnson in the studio now. Welcome, Chuck.
Hi, Corin.
So what are your initial thoughts here and what this could mean for next year's race?
I think we'll see other people run besides the two that are interested. Alyoshevsky, a senator from the Flathead, and then we have a recent announced candidate, Troy Downing, who is a wealthy man who built a business in the self-storage unit industry running. I think there'll be others that get in the race. I would expect to see either Matt Rosendale or Corey Stapleton, two Republican statewide office holders. Rosendale's the auditor and Stapleton Secretary of State, to take a good look at it. Whether they'll run or not, I don't know. But, Tester originally was thought to be going to be challenged by Ryan Zinke, the twice-elected congressman from Montana, and then he got an appointment from President Trump to be Secretary of the Interior. So that led to the special election and all. But, I've had people tell me that knew Fox well, that he wasn't going to run for the Senate, that the governor's race is the one he really wants to run for. And I suspect that he'll do that. I think he's pretty widely respected in the Republican Party, and I think he'll be a strong candidate for governor.
With two of Montana's popular Republicans, Zinke and now Fox, not running in this race against Tester, what do you think it means for the Republican Party's chances of mounting a successful opposition to Tester in 2018?
Well, they've got some work to do. They had clearly recruited Fox in recent months, flying him out to watch President Trump's State of the Union, flying him out to watch Zinke's swearing in. So they were heavily recruiting him, and now he's out of the race, as is Zinke. So they've got to come up with a strong candidate. Whether either of the two that are in the race now will fit that bill, I don't know. But I think they'd be better off with some people that are known statewide, which probably means the other statewide elected offices. But for now, Tester won't be running against either Zinke or Fox, apparently. I haven't talked to Fox, but to beat an incumbent senator, challengers need to get going pretty early to start raising money. It's 17 months before the election, and Republicans have to get a strong candidate going.
And do you think today's news from Politico that Attorney General Fox will not mount a challenge against Tester improves Tester's chances of holding on to the seat?
Hard to say. You don't know who else might run. I couldn't say.
What are some of the implications you think that would lead him not to run? Is it you thinking it's maybe desire to run for governor later?
I've always thought attorney general is the next most important state government office other than governor. And we've seen Governor Bullock was an attorney general. Governor Roscoe previously was an attorney general. So it's a logical stepping stone for him.
It seems from the early campaigning effort and in emails from Tester's campaign, most of their work so far has been laying groundwork to oppose Fox. And so now, how does the strategy in Tester's campaign now change with this report from Politico?
Well, I'm sure that their campaign and third-party groups operating independently have done ample research as well on other potential candidates, but they clearly were banking on Fox.
Chuck Johnson is a longtime political reporter in Montana. Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
This afternoon, the news magazine website Politico reported that Montana Attorney General Tim Fox would not run against Senator John Tester in 2018. Montana Public Radio has not independently verified that story. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.